proclamation number 4352 dated the June 25th, 1948. Unity with God. School of suffering. You cannot grasp how much I yearn for unity with my living creations, which motivates me to constantly let you go through a school which shall result in your soul's maturity. For unity cannot take place without a specific degree of maturity. My love is truly only concerned for your well-being, yet the fact that I use means which let you doubt my love is due to your own will, albeit unconsciously, for your attitude towards me provokes this use because you won't conform to the laws of order which promote your maturity of soul without suffering, because you won't live up to the law of order, which cannot be avoided if you want to mature fully. And thus my teaching methods will become increasingly harsher the further you distance yourselves from love. But now the time of learning has come to an end and every human being will have to take the test. Anyone who passes it will become blissfully happy in unity with me. However, anyone who fails cannot be spared repeating the school, which he will have to attend under harder conditions if he wants to reach the goal one day. I won't let my living creations fall, and sooner or later the final union must and will take place. Nevertheless, it can still take infinitely long periods of time in view of the fact that the human being determines the time of his redemption himself, for he voluntarily has to enter into unity with me. I can only ever support him but will never force him. Let me tell you that I love all my living creations and that my love will never cease, but I will nevertheless bring my eternal plan to fruition even if you humans cannot discover any love therein.
But it concerns you, your spiritual ascent. It concerns your eternal life.
At the moment you, who live on earth, are still spiritually dead with the exception of a few who are spiritually reborn. As yet you don't feel the life within you, and if you finish your earthly life in this state you will descend into a weakness which is the equivalent of death for you. You will be in utter darkness and completely without control and strength but conscious of the fact that you exist. This state is so agonizing that my love wants to save you from it. And this is why I try to motivate you into coming alive on earth already. I try to enlighten you so that you will strive towards the state of life of your own free will. All obstacles in your life shall help you become active, and activity is life. Earthly activity comes to an end at the moment of physical death. But you shall be active in the spiritual kingdom and for this you must have passed the school of the spirit successfully, which also has to be a school of suffering for you or you will not reach full maturity. Nevertheless, you have my assurance that I love you and that every event which causes you sorrow is only based on my love. I want to bring you up to become my children because my fatherly love does not want to lose you and because it is my will that you, my living creations, should not live far away from me but unite with me and become blissfully happy. Amen.